Kimura, Crown Corporation Sasktel said an additional $80 million is being invested to connect more than 22,000 more homes and businesses with high-speed internet in rural communities. Now, 2 years into the project, towns listed in Phase 3, including Kenora and Kamsack, are at 95% covered with fast internet service. Once the program reaches its final stage, reaching all 193 targeted towns, the investment will reach $1 billion. Yet progress has been too slow for some. It was also 2 years ago when Harvey Milanovic, a longtime Kenora resident, switched his service provider. Milanovic, a farmer and former director of the Saskatchewan Association of Rural Municipalities, SARM, said the internet service was often too slow to use and took a toll on his remote work. "I would have teleconference meetings online and I could never finish it up. It cut out on me and I could never get back into it. I missed a good portion of my meetings," he said. Even with the federal money, Milanovic is skeptical of more reliable Sasktel service in smaller communities. "I've been hearing that investment for a lot of years, but it doesn't seem to come forward." Called the Rural Fiber Initiative, the project follows the federal government's set goal to provide access to high-speed internet to 100% of Canadian households by 2030. It aims to bring fiber to 225 communities, and nearly 85% of homes in the province by 2027. "It will really have a revolutionary impact on the province as a whole, as it will allow residents across the province to get better access to anything that's available in the modern world," said Greg Jacobs, communications manager at Sasktel. Jacobs added the infrastructure project will fuel the digital economy and provide access to online healthcare and education services for all. The effort to increase province-wide connectivity, however, isn't new. Sasktel started converting copper networks to fiber in 2010 with urban centers like Regina, Saskatoon, and Yorkton. As for the reasons why the project is taking decades to complete, one challenge in meeting the scheduled timeline, Jacobs said, is the inclement weather, which stops workers from replacing the in-the-ground copper. "The buried work has to stop once the ground freezes," he said. "So that construction has to stop for several months of the year." With promising pictures being painted, Milanovic is now with Starlink, a satellite technology created by Elon Musk's SpaceX for practical reasons. Residents can expect to access internet speeds of at least 50 megabits per second, MBPs, download and 10 megabits per second upload as the project completes. The full project community list with its timeline can be accessed on www.sasktel.com.